Welcome back, 538, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Joined now by Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter, all the way down in Texas. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
How are things in Texas?
They are vast, expansive, and smoky with a delicious barbecue flavor.
There you go, there you go. Yeah, last time I was in Texas, it was just, you know, it was a lot of dirt, a lot of open space.
It's still there. It hasn't moved.
Yeah. All right, so you're down there yesterday for this big deal with Robert Griffin III, right?
Right. We're down here at Baylor's Pro Day to watch Robert Griffin throw and talk to the Redskins officials who are down here and also get to know some of the people that know Robert best so we can best report on him in the coming weeks and months ahead if the Redskins end up selecting him with the second overall pick in the draft.
Yeah. All right, explain what Pro Day is for those who don't know, and me included, because I never really have gotten a handle on it. Is it designed just for one player, or is it designed for the whole team? How does that work?
What it is every college football team in Division I, or most of them, I should say, that has draft-eligible players will host an event called Pro Day, and they'll put all their players who are willing to volunteer for these drills through timing drills and weightlifting drills, just a chance to give scouts a chance to come to the school and check out all the players. So yesterday there were 25 teams represented.
Okay.
From around the league, just checking out Baylor's draft-eligible players. And, of course, Robert Griffin, the Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback, was one of them. He didn't really need to throw. His stock is sky high. He can't really do much to improve his stock at this point. He could only hurt it.
Yeah.
But what he wanted to do is participate so that scouts would come and the media would come and get some attention for his teammates, which happened. There were 140 credentialed media there yesterday. It was televised live on NFL Network and ESPNU. So it was a big event, especially for Baylor, who's not used to that kind of attention for football.
Yeah, sure. All right, the Redskins contingent was there in full force. Give me the names.
Owner Dan Snyder was there. Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan were there. Bruce Allen, the general manager, was there. And a couple of minority owners. So it's the top brass. Those are the top decision makers and the people who plot the course of the franchise. They left directly from Waco yesterday, went out to Palo Alto for today's pro day for Andrew Luck. So they're doing their due diligence. They're going to take one of those two quarterbacks, either Andrew Luck or Robert Griffin, and they're getting a chance to meet them. This was the first time that the Redskins personnel had seen Robert Griffin throw live.
Mm-hmm.
So they were eager to see him from close range. You can tell when you're at field level, only a couple yards away from him, how the ball explodes out of his hand. He's got a strong arm. His accuracy was on point, and they liked what they saw.
Yeah, threw about 80 passes, if I read correctly.
Yep, 80 passes. I think it was 78 of 84, and four of them were dropped by receivers. So it was a great day for Robert Griffin. He didn't do anything to hurt his stock, and he really lived up to the moment. You know, he picked the soundtrack, and he was smiling, and his teammates had a lot of fun with it. So he really rose to the occasion and sold himself very well. It was interesting to see how he kind of embraced this moment.
Yeah.
And you could debate whether a pro day is really a moment. I mean, there's no defense or anything like that. But you know, the cameras were rolling, and a lot of people were there to see him. And he is everything that we thought he was. You know, the charismatic leader, super athletic, just incredibly talented. And you could see why the Redskins traded those three first-round picks and the second-round pick to get into position to draft him.
Yeah. Any truth to the rumor he was playing Barry Manilow music in the background?
I didn't hear any of that. It was a lot of hip-hop music that got everybody pumped up. He said he's a big R&B guy, so it took a little bit of a sacrifice to play the rap music for his friends. But
yeah.
It was a good atmosphere. It was definitely lively in that building.
Yeah. Comments afterward by any of the big brass? I mean, Shanahan or Snyder or anything?
No, they didn't comment. They rolled out pretty quickly without, you know, wanting to say too much, but you could tell they were all smiles. That Mike Shanahan and Robert Griffin were talking throughout the event, high-fiving and laughing and things like that. So they had dinner on Tuesday night with Robert Griffin's family, fiance, and so there's already a relationship developing there. And if the Colts take Andrew Luck, as everyone expects, it'll be an easy choice for Mike Shanahan.
Yeah. What if they don't, though?
Well, if they don't, then they have to settle for the quarterback who's been the projected number one pick in the draft for two straight years and is prototypical in every sense, you know, height, athletic ability, arm strength. you really can't lose in this equation. Robert Griffin seems to be the more colorful personality. So from a media perspective, I'm interested in covering the guy who's going to fill up my notebook.
Yeah.
But as far as the quality of player, I think they can't go wrong.
Yeah. What about his comments? Did he have anything to say to you guys? I know that the only thing I heard is that he said it hadn't sunk in yet.
Right. Well, he was talked about meeting the Redskins officials, and apparently he was a Broncos fan growing up, or at least watched a lot of those good Bronco teams in the late 90s that Mike Shanahan coached. So he's already familiar with Mike Shanahan, and he said he was a little starstruck the first time he met him at the Combine. So that was out of the way this time, and he enjoyed meeting and talking with everybody. So as far as sinking in, it's interesting because now Robert Griffin has spent basically since January preparing for the Combine and Pro Day, and now he can kind of, you know, take a down moment between now and the draft, April 26th, and kind of collect himself, get ready to become a professional. And that, he said, yeah, it hadn't sunk in that he had won the Heisman. He really hadn't had time to slow down. So now he will, and he'll be able to collect himself and then move on.
Yep. All right, a couple other things I wanted to touch on that I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this week. And one is Tim Tebow ending up with the Jets. You surprised by that?
A little bit, yes, because they committed to Mark Sanchez as their quarterback. So the next question is, how are they going to use Tim Tebow? And when he was coming out, he was projected at a number of different positions, quarterback or maybe an H-back or a fullback or tight end. So it'll be really interesting to see how the Jets use him. If they just have packages that he goes and plays maybe 10 plays a game at quarterback, they can get creative with him up in New York. And it'll just be really interesting. I mean, the Peyton Manning domino fell, and where that left Tim Tebow was out right away. The Broncos obviously didn't want him, even though he came in when they were 1-4 last year and helped into the playoffs. So they'll move on, and it was interesting that the Jets jumped at him because they've got Mark Sanchez in place.
Yeah, and the whole Manning thing, was that a surprise?
I'm not really sure. I thought maybe Miami was an easier fit.
Yeah, I did too.
But it sounds like, I mean, we talked about that contract. I mean,
yeah.
Boy, what a load of money. So you can't blame the guy for going there. Plus, Denver won their division last year, so you know they're going to contend. They don't play in a very good division, so they have some weapons for him on offense and some good receivers. They have a good defense. So when you think about it, yeah, it fits. And they've got John Elway, who had success winning Super Bowls late in his career. You know, he's now the team president. Manning can relate to that now. So it does seem like a good fit in retrospect now that it's happened.
Yeah. 49ers have kissed and made up with Alex Smith?
I guess so. I guess that's what happens when the team realizes it doesn't have another option, and the player realizes that's his best option too. You just decide to make up and move forward. It is a business, so it seems like they did that.
Yeah. And let's face it, you know, few million a year. That's not bad.
No, that's not. You know, you can get by. So that has a way of sweeping things under the rug.
Yeah, you don't have to spend the evening in a hotel in Texas.
There you go.
All right, Rich. Great to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, Andy. Anytime.
See you later. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. Yesterday spent the day down there with the Redskins brass. Pro Day at Baylor, and RG3, from what I understand, was a big star yesterday, and I hope he becomes a bigger star when he gets to the Washington Redskins. If that happens, 90% chance. Either way, we're going to get a good quarterback. 5:46, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, the truth.